today was the Yantiv of Tu B'Shvat, and I find that Tu B'Shvat tends to be a rather enigmatic day. We do celebrate it, and we don't say Tachlin during davening. We know it to be Rosh Hashanah for the trees, but what does that mean to us? What exactly are we celebrating? And what, as every Yantiv has some kind of message it's meant to bring home, what message is Tu B'Shvat coming to teach us? Halachically speaking, the significance of the Rosh Hashanah Leilana is the fact that it's the Rosh Hashanah for trees, is for pretty much for us, it's academic. It's halachas that are really relevant in Eretz Yisrael, taking truma and meiser from the fruits of the trees this year, last year. It's not something that is ultimately too relevant for us, certainly not here in Chutz La'aretz, and even in Eretz Yisrael, we're not usually busy with that. The mashgichim take care of that. So what do we know about Tu B'Shvat? We eat fruit, right? And there's a minig to make a shehachiyanu. Not so clear even where that minig came from, but there is such a minig to eat and make a shehachiyanu. So what is the depth of this day? And there's a fascinating medrash in Megillas Esther in Targum Sheni. It says that when Haman was choosing his ideal month, right? So we all know he went through this month and that month and he couldn't find the right month. So why did he disqualify Shvat? Why was Shvat not the right month to exterminate the Jews? The reason is because it has the Yantiv. It has the Yantiv of Tu B'Shvat. So clearly, the Yantiv of Tu B'Shvat is something which is a schus for us. And that means it's very similar to other Yamim Taivim, where it elevates us and it brings us closer to Hashem. So it would be nice to know how it does that, or how, at least how it's meant to do that. Rav Tzadik quotes an Arizal that says that Tu B'Shvat is the day where our Avodah is to rectify the chait of Eitz Hadas, the chait that Adam Rishon ate from the forbidden fruit of the Eitz Hadas, and this is done through eating fruits that are permitted, and making the appropriate brachas. That's what the Arizal says. Let's try to understand what that means, or at least what it means to us. Svarim quote a Yerushalmi, it's brought also in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Masechet Kedusha, it says, Amar Abun, that's a short for Avin, it's one of the Amoraim, Asid Adam Lit and Din V'Cheshbon, a person will have to be passed judgment, Al Kol Masha Ra Mina Megadim V'Loi Ochal, that he saw different beautiful things to eat, and he chose not to eat them. He will be judged because of that, because he didn't eat something that was available to eat. And the Yerushalmi continues that Rabbi Eliezer was concerned about this, so he would save up money. And once a year, he would purchase fruits that he couldn't afford most of the year, just so he will have tasted every beautiful thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And there's a sefer called the Yalakad Yosef that says that was Tu B'Shvat. That was the day he saved up his money for, to buy these fruit. So what does this mean? How is Tu B'Shvat come to rectify the sin of Eitz Hadas? There's a fascinating way to understand this. The Rabbeinu Bechai explains that when Adam HaRishon was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, he was actually given two mitzvahs, not one. The pasuk says, "V'yitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam lemar mikol Eitz Hagan ochel teichel." The start of saying, from all the other trees in the Gan Eden, you should eat. And don't eat. So he says that the first thing was a positive commandment, was a mitzvah say, eat from all the other trees in Gan Eden. And the Meshech Chachma says that Adam HaRishon neglected to inform Chava that there was a mitzvah to eat from the other fruits of Gan Eden. Perhaps she ate from them, but she didn't know that Hashem had commanded them to eat from the other fruit in Gan Eden. And if would she have known that there was a mitzvah to eat from the other fruit in Gan Eden, and when you eat it, you're positively performing Hashem's commandment to eat those fruit, that mitzvah, had she thought about it, would have protected her and prevented her from eating or being enticed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And since he didn't tell her, she thought the other fruits have no importance at all. And although she ate them, she didn't have any kavana, any intent to do Hashem's will. And therefore, it didn't help her have the ability to withstand the temptation to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the first mitzvah that Adam HaRishon was given was to eat. And the second was not to eat. And that's what Yerushalmi is saying, that we all have that mitzvah. That when we see the things that Hashem created, we have a mitzvah to eat them and appreciate them. See, everything that Hashem created was created for the purpose of us enjoying it, and through enjoying it, we recognize Hashem created that, and we recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're led to praise Him because of that. All the good that Hashem creates in this world is the sake for us to utilize it as a vehicle to recognize Hashem, to become close to Him, and know our purpose here. So all the fruits that were created in the Gan Eden, there was a mitzvah to say, you have to eat them. and eat them with the intent of performing what Hashem wanted you to do, to eat them, enjoy them, and praise Hashem. And that was the way that would have protected them from being enticed to eat the one fruit that Hashem said not to eat. Now, if you think about it, this is a very true concept in just the way we live. There are so many things we have, and there are many things that are permitted. If we stop and we force ourselves to actively appreciate and enjoy what we do have, what Hashem granted us, the things that are permitted, then we'll be content with those, and we'll actually grow in holiness. The physical world can easily elevate us. But if we don't give any attention to what we have, we don't take time to pause and appreciate and enjoy what we have been giving, then the feeling will develop is we don't have enough, because what we have is nothing. It's not important. It doesn't have any effect on us. And that is the opening for any kind and all kinds of discontentment, and which is the natural pathway for sin and bad character traits. Hashem was giving Adam and Rishon the very basic guidebook to be successful in life. To succeed, you have to eat from all the permitted fruits, and you have to enjoy them, and you have to pause and appreciate that you were given them, and that you have them, and their worth, and their value, and their preciousness, and their specialness. And only then can a person be expected to not eat from the one fruit which is forbidden, because you have enough from the ones that are permitted. The Chidushei Harim explains that everything has an inherent ruchnius to it, and it was instilled with that ruchnius for a specific purpose by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to utilize it and take. And the way we kind of we free it from that ruchnius and make it permitted to eat is by making a bracha, and in other words, recognizing who created it, what this was for. Then the fruit has accomplished its purpose. And then the term he uses is nasis mitzvase, which means its mitzvah has been done, and now it can be eaten, very similar to the way a carbon. You do what needs to be done with a carbon, you spritz its blood on the mizbeach, and then you're allowed to eat it. That's the same way every fruit in the world works. So that is the depth of what actually was supposed to be going on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is a day when we take all those fruits that we have all the time, and make a shachianu by definition is something you make because you have a great simcha. It gives you joy that you have something new. You have a new fruit, and a new fruit is an opportunity to appreciate it because you didn't have it all year. You didn't have it last season. You hadn't have it on your table. It's like, wow, this is something impressive. It's something nice. It's something new. You can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. You need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. But the more important part of it is not just making the bracha, which unfortunately, we just make the bracha, but it's the mind. And that besides by making the bracha, but something like Rabbi Avigdor Miller would do all the time. He would just take a minute and just appreciate how good the apple tastes and how good it smells and how beautiful it looks, and take those moments to appreciate what we do have, how amazing it is, and how lucky we are to have been granted all the simple things which are so wonderful. And that is what enables us to be content with what we have and not look outside for things that we aren't supposed to have. And that's the key to rectify the sin of the Chet Eitz Hadas. That's the connection between Tu B'Shvat and the Tikkun for the Eitz Hadas. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.